Go ahead. Go.
I'm going.
Hey. Wait.
What?
Are you? Don't be dramatic.
This is being recorded. It's dramatic already.
I'm just saying.
We gotta go so you can eat.
We
can start it over.
I was also going to say, Ricky, that one of the things we were going to tonight when we didn't think you were going to record because we were just going to record sometime this weekend is we were thinking about going to Garcia's for dinner. So if we had enough time, we could say, hey, do you want to go to Garcia's dinner with us? But, you know, since you're being
a bitch,
I don't know if I want you to go, if that's what we decide to do this evening.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. That's all in the intro, and I love it.
Are we ready?
Yes. Behind the music.
Behind the drama.
Vote.
Worst intro ever.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
This is Waylon.
This is Whiny Waylon, and he's hungry.
I'm gonna eat you.
I must say, is that intro was the intro of an award, award-nominated podcast.
Yes, of course it is.
And this is why we are not best produced.
Well, fuck no. We don't want to overshadow DI Plus.
Today is November 1st, 2012.
Voting day. Episode 456.
Oh my God, we're almost at 500. Can you believe it?
Oh my God, that's 1,000.
So crazy.
So that's funny because we had a listener, Marcus, who's a carryover from Cocktails and Cream Puffs that we met in September at the Pride 48.
Did we meet him?
Yes, he was there.
yes.
We met him.
Jesus.
As in Waylon and I met him because we were around.
Ooh.
Ooh, shit.
You know what? I came home not as sick as other people that were
drama.
Around.
Ooh. Podcast number two.
You're into
drama.
It.
Podcast number two of the evening has totally started off bitchy.
Yes. Bitch Fest 2012. Get into it.
So, no, Marcus and Sean. Sean was a really tall, skinny guy.
The creamies. Okay.
The guys from Albuquerque.
They were
Phoenix. No.
Tucson.
They live, yeah, they live a block away from Nessa.
And they still probably haven't met up yet.
Probably not.
Nessa's like,
I just want to feed you. You are so small.
Anyway, Marcus sent us an email and he's like, you know, guys, congratulations on your nomination. Mm-hmm. Go vote. And he was just like, I wanted to start listening from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I realized you guys are over 450 episodes. And I thought that was quite funny. And he's like, what's a good starting place? And I want to say, just start with Chicago.
Well, I did.
There are
tell
some fun
him, like,
episodes.
250. You can start out 250 and then go up 10 every other 10 or something.
That's a lot.
Well, not if he skips every other 10.
I think you know what we should do? Is filter some of the older ones and keep the really good ones.
I was listening to some, like, I don't know if you guys saw me tweet that, you know, I really had some funny shows in Florida because there are some really fucking funny shows that we had. And I was just listening to them today and I just started laughing because I don't know. I guess when you live it and you rehear it, it reminds you of really what happened or whatever.
Yeah.
So there were some really good shows on there.
It's like getting together with like a kid you went to elementary with and you start talking about shit and you're like, right. Oh my God, I remember that on the playground. I remember when Susie busted her face on that swing.
So first we're going to go into voting. Podcastawards.com.
I think also if you guys can, let us know your favorite old episodes.
Yes.
If you've listened for a while, let us know your favorite old episodes. That is amazing.
Who complained about people burping in the microphone?
I don't know, but that was Waylon.
That was Waylon.
That was Bill.
I did that on purpose.
Bill the burper.
James Leroy did it in the last episode, and I leaned over and belched on the side.
Except I didn't. You don't know how to not touch your microphone because I thought I talked with my hands, but you talk with your whole fucking body.
You're like,
that's why I'm sexy.
Or something. So that's vote sexy. For us for GLBT, Dubious Intent Plus for Best Produced, Cocktails and Cream Puffs for People's Choice, mature, we think that you should vote for PNS Explosion.
Mm-hmm. And we got the General with Secretly Timid.
Yes, those are the Foul Monkey and Doris podcast of right now.
Yes, and of course we love all of our other Pride 48
yes,
shows.
We do.
But
we do.
We want to win.
We do want to win.
Yeah,
and if that means slicing the throats of other podcasters, we do it.
Especially if they, especially if they're sending their listeners over to vote for us.
Right.
True that, yeah.
Although, Shameless Ramble Redhead only lives across the lake and probably could swim here and kill us.
Probably.
It's actually not across the lake. I guess it is kind of category.
You can see it. From my building, you can see it. He's in Gary, right?
No.
Not in Gary. What's that?
South Bend.
South Bend. Yeah. Yeah, you can see it from my building.
You cannot see South Bend from your
yes,
building.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yeah.
No, you cannot see South Bend.
You see the factories and everything. Ask Lauren. She saw it.
You cannot see South Bend.
From his apartment?
I guarantee you, you can see things like Michigan City mm-hmm. and all that. You are not seeing South Bend.
I'm telling you.
No.
It's no. South Bend. No. Lauren told me it was South Bend.
So, listeners.
No.
Remember, shit, no. Shave, shower, and share your vote.
And you can see South Bend from my apartment.
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
Whatever.
No.
We'll see.
No.
We'll discuss.
No.
All right. So what else we... Oh. All right. So we didn't get any really emails, I don't think. Yep. I didn't put them in here, right? So
no, you got a text.
Otherwise. We got a text from Walt.
Walt.
And who? We talk back and forth through work email, but we never discuss anything inappropriate through work email.
You guys work at the same...
No.
That is while they're at work.
Yeah.
Though you do normally say things to him that make me laugh, like, I just smelled like old lady perfume, and it makes me
that.
Reminds me of Walt.
The first time I met Walt.
I don't understand it, but it made me laugh.
I was just being stupid because we were mean to each other like that.
Stupid bitch.
So, and I'll read the rest of the text message to you guys off the show. It's, you know, like...
personal?
Yeah, like untucked. That's what it is. Mm. I have a question for the show you are taping tonight for the three of you to answer. Please tell me which former Foul Monkeys host you would have sex with and why you choose that person.
Nicole, because of her boobs. Oh, you're not done?
No.
Hi, Nicole.
Refusing to answer my hypothetical question means you would hypothetically be hung from the Sears Tower by your balls in February until you hypothetically die.
That would hurt.
Well, I think the interesting...
I gave you my answer.
My interesting response would be, if I actually knew anything about any of your past co-hosts or cared, I might be able to answer the question. But I have heard a lot about Nicole, mm-hmm. and she does seem fabulous. Mm-hmm. And so I have heard a lot of things about her boobies. So I suppose her. Okay. Then again, hate sex can be fun. And there are a couple options for that.
Right. Well, I really can't make a choice because I've had sex with all of them.
Right. Well, that you dated one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you had sex with Julian?
What?
To be on the show, sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
So you just confirmed that you had sex with Julian.
No, I did not. I did not.
He was joking.
Oh, my God. I have to cut that. I'll have to cut that out. Because that'll solve.
No, he was joking because of the whole threesome.
I know he was joking, but it came out of his mouth, so I wanted to confirm it.
He's trying to shove it back in.
So you're on the show, so that means I had sex with you guys.
Well, duh.
Well,
threesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, try it.
Try
it. I just like to hear it.
Hello?
I like to hear it.
I need validation. I'm Ricky.
You know those hello, my name is? It's, hi, I need validation. Ricky.
Now,
slash.
If you were to have sex.
Oh, that's going to be ugly.
But Ricky, though, if you were to have sex with any of the Pride 48 podcasters, who would it be?
Well, since you don't feel that he's sexy enough this year.
Podcasters or listeners?
No, I said for my fantasy, bitch. Let's not. podcasters.
Okay.
I really don't want to answer that question because I don't want people to feel left out.
Okay, I want to have sex with everyone.
Fuck you. Bullshit. Who would you have
I've
sex
got
with?
Balls of steel.
Exactly.
Answer it.
I have a top three. That
oh, you do?
Oh, yes. I think. Yes.
I don't know. That's
Dr.
hard.
Wes fucking Stone.
If he would even let you touch him, he's so like,
I'm not caring. I'm not. I don't care if they would let you.
We're not saying it's realistic. This is the people that you want.
It could be like unwilling sex too. Like you're raped, legitimately.
If that's how it works in your head, then sure. What the fuck ever. I would be willing to have sex with Westone in a heartbeat because I still want to see him naked really badly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get married until 2014.
I'll share the picture with
pictures or it doesn't happen.
I'll share it with you.
Oh, thank God. Two. Matthew.
Higgins. Clark. Crenshaw. Whatever his other name
from
is.
From Cocktails and Cream Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty, dirty things.
He's cute.
Yes. And we've already told him that he can be our stripping entertainment at our bachelor party. And he agreed to it.
This is the joint bachelor party that we're going to have.
Yeah, because we know.
Oh, on the ship, you're gonna have it, or before you go on the ship.
This is a fake thing.
It's not really.
Oh, you should have a real one.
We probably will.
It would be totally crazy because it would probably be a bunch of Twinkie boys at Wayland's and a bunch of fat dudes.
Twinkie boys.
Why would he want Twinkie
boys? You know, I am not Twinkie. Boys.
See, oh, I love it how you put me in a category like that.
Yeah, rude. Just because you like the twinks.
What? Because I'm with a twink right now. Well, you're not either, so.
No, I'm not.
You're with a...
Anyway, and then...
I like turtles.
A turtle.
Oh, wait. Who was my third that I was thinking? Oh.
Joe in Dallas?
He's not a podcaster.
Oh.
Country Boy Wes. Because that would be a lot.
Well, you kind of already did have sex. His balls and his dick were on your knee, right?
Yes, when he was wearing his kilt and really you could warm. Feel the heat from his balls radiating into my leg. It was a really weird feeling. I would totally have sex with him as well because I'm sure it would be completely fascinating.
I don't know. I have to think a lot. Maybe I'll wait till the next show to answer that question.
No, off the gut. This isn't like a serious commitment here.
What about
Bradley? What are you doing? Then give him more time to think. Who would you do? Definitely Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. I want those balls all over my face.
Smacked across your face. You want his left one in your mouth while the
right one sits on my eye?
Yes.
Or hangs near your ear.
Yeah.
You want to juggle them with your tongue.
You want some Arabian goggles?
Arabian goggles?
You know what that is?
No.
It's when a guy stands over you and lays his balls right on your eyes. They're called Arabian goggles.
Okay. Now, how is that Arabian? What is the etymology of that racist
it's comment? It's on Urban Dictionary.
It's a real thing.
Dear God. Little baby Jesus. Okay. So Big Fatty. Daniel? Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Mr. B.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
I'm trying to think
of everybody. Like, I'm trying to think not everybody just in Pride 48, but in general, everybody.
I would look at Ramble Redhead naked, but I don't think that he would be in my top three of, like, let's have sex. But I'm curious what the firebush looks like.
Well, you know it's, like, huge firebush.
Oh, are you trying to say that he has, like, 70s bush?
No. Wayland, I'm just like, Wayland's it's probably really super red. The oh, you like bushy?
He's all about it. The
do you like bushy. It like tickling in your nose and your tonsils and stuff?
I like picking out of my teeth.
That's disgusting. Disgusting. Award nominated podcast.
A Ramble Redhead, do you trim? Because I think that he's either completely 70s bush or it will surprise you that he is like, bald as a fucking baby.
Which one will get him the least amount of votes that will vote for us?
Oh, now they're in a smear campaign.
This is not a negative.
Oh, no,
campaign.
It's not negative, but.
Because if we don't win, I want him to win.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
Who else is in the category?
Because I don't know Scream Queens, though I've heard great things about them. And I don't know Throwing Shades, which I've heard great things about them.
There's also Feast of Fools and Gay Sunday Brunch.
Isn't it Feast of Fun now?
Feast of Fun.
Yeah. Wow. And there's also Feast of Fun.
Which they have totally different names if you ask the PNS Explosion boys.
Or Scott.
So PNS Explosion better be telling folks.
PNS Explosion, right. I just want to tell I don't even know if you guys listen at all. Mm-hmm. You probably don't.
You should.
But I thought it was so funny during the whole entire Vegas excursion for Pride 48, you, Melissa, Ricky, Melissa, now the confused, and Melinda and I, the four of us in the car, we were listening to that episode with when you guys were talking about her. And have you heard this yet, Waylon? They're basically, because she's on Survivor, and they're basically just like, she this whole thing of like, and today's, you know, challenges. And she's like, it hasn't even started, Lisa. I'm doing it for my kids. And then like,
and she's like chowing down on like deep throwing horse cocks.
Yeah. I totally fucked all that up, but it's really funny.
You should go back and listen to them. They're funny. Yeah. Thank you, Walt, for your text message. I love you, even though I said you smell like old lady perfume.
Thanks.
Let's see. We do have
a message from one of our listeners on Facebook.
Yes.
David Kropka.
I like turtles.
Thanks for the shout out, guys.
I like Alaska.
See, Ricky. Thanks for the shout out, guys. See, Ricky, I do listen, and there are people who live in Alaska. I'm really digging the new sound effects, especially the turtle kid.
I like turtles.
We may be celebrating Thanksgiving with them.
Oh. I like that Thanksgiving party.
Yep. Yeah. And it's only been a couple hours since we posted on the Facebook page to vote for us, and it has already been shared and voted by a couple people.
Really?
Lou Santos has shared it to his
friends. Oh, that's my friend Lou in Colorado.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys know that our listeners should go vote?
Yes.
They should share.
That reminds me, I need to forward you a bunch of links of pornos that Joe sent me into
Yes.
Did he send them to everybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he find the ones that he's been looking for?
No, he couldn't find those, but he did send us some other ones that are interesting. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how you forward. It won't let me copy and paste or forward them, so I don't know.
Where's it from?
You can't forward the email?
No, it's not. I didn't get an email. It's on my direct messages.
Oh.
But actually, I can send you the link in an email. One is called Thor XXX, an extreme comics parody.
You know, today is a Thor's Day.
True that. God, November 1st.
Actually, I'm not trying to be punny. Did you know that that's actually where the name Thursday comes from?
Oh, from Thor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is Thor's Day.
It's Thor's Day.
It literally is Thor's Day.
It's Thor's Day.
That's it. Well, all the days are named after planets or gods or something, right?
The more you know.
Ding, ding, ding. Is there a more you know button? Let's do our own version of More You Know. Pac-Man.
So speaking
of... I just pushed the random button. And that's what it came up.
I think that you need to find something for pretentious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a Friday the 13th parody?
Oh, nice. No.
No.
Keep going.
Guess who?
Guess who's pretentious Prius
princess?
Give us an update.
Show. I love that. I love him and his character.
Hey there, mushrooms. Say there, Chris.
So you guys, you know I have been looking for a car, right?
Yes.
Have you found it? Not only did I find it, but I also bought it.
Oh. Now, did you buy it?
We bought it.
Oh, big step.
Yeah, I know.
Both names on it?
Oh, there's a Batman one too.
Oh, shit.
Yes, both names are on it.
That's crazy. That's like a house or an apartment together and now a vehicle together. Shit's getting harder to get out of.
Ooh, don't scare me.
Oh, commitment.
Yes, I did buy a Prius. But this is the thing about the... All right, you all know the meltdown that I had at Nookie's, right? Remember that? Everyone remembers the meltdown.
Yes.
Well, before going in there, Tony said, you cannot tell me not to be mean. When we go in there, you listen to me, and I will talk to the salesperson the way that I want, that I need to talk to them. And I'm like, okay. Because that was really scary for me. So he gets in there and they try to lowball him on his car.
How about you focus and not do that?
I'm trying to send the email.
We know. Sorry. You can do it later.
I'm trying to.
Because the story is kind of
long.
Like this.
Okay. So he's talking to the dealer and he had already went to the Nissan dealer to have his car serviced. But he also wanted to see how much they would give him for a new car because they really wanted him to buy a new car over there. So he got the range of what they would give him. So we take it over to the Toyota place and they give him the number and he's not so nice about it. He was just started. I came here to buy a car today, but apparently you decided that I came here to be insulted. I cannot believe you're insulting me with this price that you're trying to give me my car. I know that my car is worth more than this, and you're insulting me. I need to deal with somebody that's not going to insult me today.
That's really what he said.
Yeah, he was like saying, well, it wasn't per word, but basically he had that attitude and he was insulted.
Bartering does come natural.
Yeah.
Stop touching your microphone.
So went back and forth with the dealer. Tony was not having it. He was full of the word no. There's no maybes, no, well, let's work, what, you know, talk about it. We did go outside the dealership a couple times to talk. When we went back in, before we like made the final deal, he was like, okay, this is it. I have got to get into final character here.
Shut up.
So he said, because he told me, I'm going to leave my coat on the whole time. Because the guy kept asking him, take off your coat, enjoy yourself, relax. And he's like, that's just making them nervous because they know I can like haul ass real quick out of there. So he's like, I have to stay in character. So, but we got what we wanted. We got a better car for a lower price than what we originally went in for.
There you go.
So I guess it does work. Although I would be a pushover when it comes to that. I'd be like, okay, I'll pay it. You know, whatever. He, not him.
I want a good deal. Here's ass rate price. Oh, right. Perfect.
So we got a pretty good car. It was in service, not because there's anything wrong with it, but we had to get like the warranty stuff worked out on it. So it's pretty awesome. We've been driving it since Saturday and we're getting like 56 miles to the gallon right now. It's pretty amazing.
That's crazy.
So we have a question for you from Blaisley.
Okay.
I think that's what it is. Ricky, what is one awesome thing and one shitty thing you've learned or observed since leaving the South?
The most awesome thing is there are gay people here. The most shitty thing is
there are gay people here.
The thing I think sucks from the South here is people are so busy, busy, busy here. And in the South, no matter where you are, Atlanta, whatever big city you're in, it's not the same as it is in Chicago or New York City or wherever. That's the shitty thing because I like taking my time and doing my own thing. Did I touch something?
Yes.
But I didn't touch it. The awesome thing is that there's actually fucking things to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never be bored. You always have somewhere different to go eat. You have a different area of the city to always go in. And there's just awesome people like the two guys in front of me.
Aww. So Joe in Dallas also wants to know, what do you say around the provider that makes them laugh?
Well, when I speak Southern. He laughs because sometimes he'll look at me and he'll like, what did you just say to me? And he'll laugh. But one thing he does laugh at every morning is when I get up to go like take a shower in the mornings or use the bathroom.
Remember, shit, shower, shave, yeah, and share your vote.
Yes. When I start walking, he thinks it's hilarious the way that I walk because he says it looks like I'm like a 3-year-old kid trying to walk because I'm like tired and sleepy and everything's still kind of like trying to stretch out, you know?
You know
and
what?
he just starts laughing.
You know what one thing you do that makes me laugh?
Oh, God.
Is how you shake salt or something like that onto your food.
It looks like you're masturbating.
It looks like, no. You do it where you're like this.
Oh,
and
like
it's
this?
Coming out. Yeah, it looks like you're jacking the salt off. And making
that's a Southern
cum,
thing.
Making it come all over your plate.
That's a Southern thing because...
Plate.
My dad showed me how to do that.
I wonder if your dad and my dad knew each other.
I doubt it because my dad probably would have killed your dad.
Oh my.
Get it.
Really? I never noticed that. Yeah. So how do I pick up the shaker? I don't pick it up like this.
I don't know how you pick it up. I just noticed you.
Oh.
I don't know. Is that how you do it? Like, I just, you do it where you're basically, you know how people, when they salt it, they do it where they shake their, like, they have it so their hand is over on top of the salter or the shaker, and then they shake it from the outside to the in, so that the shaker faces in. However, you have your hand under it, like, almost opposite of what everyone else does.
There's a cock
does.
Laying on top of it.
Yes. And you cup it, and you gently go back and forth.
Well, apparently it works that you're watching me do it, and you love it.
No, that's why I said it makes me laugh. That's one thing you do that makes me laugh.
All right. I just
what about you, Alan? Do you have anything
that makes me laugh about Ricky?
Or Brad?
Yeah, is there something that I do that makes you laugh?
I don't know.
You know, there is something that you do that makes me smile all the time.
Yeah.
So
I know what this is.
Yeah. So tell, like, be like, so I had just literally say this. Okay. I had Mountain Dew the other day. I love Mountain Dew.
I put butter on my corn.
I love butter.
I love butter.
Yeah, I love butter. It's very much like he's conversing with you and he's wanting to let you know that he really likes it. Oh my God, I love that movie. I love Steel Magnolias.
Oh, sometimes it could be love though. He does say that. Sometimes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I say love.
I love
that movie.
Yeah, you do.
But that's not a bad thing.
No. It's like I said, it's not an insult. It makes me smile every time you do it.
Speaking,
we will be out in public and we'll be like going through Target, whatever. And I'll say something and he's like, oh yeah, I love those.
I love this. No, it's not exactly like this.
It's not quite
gay. I love this.
No, he's not that gay.
And it's pantyhose.
And he does it, and then he'll, like, I can't help it, but I start to smile, and he looks over and he's like, shut up.
But I do love it. Speaking of something that I like, turtles. Speaking of something that I love.
Mm-hmm. Like that. That's how he says it. I love.
Beaujolais Nouveau.
Ooh.
I'm very excited that in 2 weeks, it is Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
I don't even know what that is.
It's that wine that I brought to your house and made you the new wine. The new wine, yes. It comes out. The official day is November 15th, which is
the last day of voting.
A Wednesday. What? Again.
November 15th, right? That's the last day to vote.
I thought it was 11th.
Y'all, we need to get our shit straight.
I didn't know you could vote that late.
When's the voting day?
For us? For the show.
Oh, our stuff. So we're going to celebrate the closing of the show with Beaujolais Nouveau.
Mm.
Because I got to go buy some that day.
Why don't we just call it new wine?
Because it's better to say Beaujolais Nouveau.
But guess what,
Beaujolais Nouveau.
What? I ordered...
What'd you do?
Something that will be delivered to us in the mail.
I love it when they get delivered.
On Tuesday. And it is something that I love from Minnesota. From one of my favorite wineries, Alexis Bailey Vineyard. Their Fauche Nouveau.
That's fake new wine?
It's nouveau. Grape juice.
Nouveau means new.
Right.
Fauche and Beaujolais. Fauche is a type of grape.
Oh.
Beaujolais is a region.
Get into it.
It's a type of grape.
Oh, okay.
Because you can now...
I need to take a class.
You can go to the store right now and buy a Beaujolais wine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not Nouveau.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's one of my favorites. I still hope it tastes as good as I remember. But it's going to be amazing. I'm very excited for this. I'm very excited that I got this wine.
That's another
today.
Thing he does, too, that I like.
Very excited.
I'm very excited.
I love it.
Hey, if you're in Chicago, I don't know if we talked about this on the show yet or not, but you must go see Metamorphoses.
You must. It's something that you like.
You must go see. No, I loved it actually.
Was and amazing.
Metamorphoses at the Looking Glass Theater, which is David Schwimmer's from Friends Company here in Chicago. They started it. It went on Broadway in like 2009. I don't know.
If you need a reason to go, you see Penis.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm there.
He actually got a little...
How much is it?
We were in the front row.
I don't know, but it's worth the price.
Yeah.
Is the penis worth the price?
Yes.
It's not about the penis, so I'm going to say no. There's one scene of a naked person, and it's a small theater, and he's in water, and it did get a little hard.
He did get a little chunky. A little chubby.
Is he cute?
I think so. He's muscular. He's short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a fantastic play. It's by Mary Zimmerman. I love it. It takes place in a pool of water.
Who is shaking their leg like that?
Me. That's Waylon.
He is nervous, or he is excited. Hungry.
Excited. I shake my leg when I'm excited. And my mother used to say from three rooms away, God damn it, Waylon, stop shaking your leg.
You do it a lot.
I do. I used to shake it when in school on people in the back of people's chairs and... Till yeah. they would
turn. Earthquake! Oh my god, it's a bomb!
Do we have this to talk about?
Hiroshima.
Hiroshima. Do we have anything else on the list?
I think
here?
We already answered Ed Chan's questions before. Hiroshima. We do have an Ask the Expert question, which is really good, but I think we do that for another day.
Yes.
Guess who talked about the entity on their last show?
Who?
Cocktails and Cream Puffs. They were talking about it. And they go, we think Foul Monkeys talked about it.
Yes, we did.
It was part of my Horror Fest.
You heard it here first.
The Horror Fest is done.
Yes.
Thank, praise Jesus. I love entertaining, but having people over for 13 plus nights during the month, including doing this, is a lot.
Mm-hmm. We also, I will say, October was an intensely busy month for us. There was probably maybe 4 nights or 5 nights total that we didn't have something going on.
I don't even know if there was many.
Like, I'm sorry I didn't come yesterday, but I needed a break. I needed some alone time.
We obviously know I needed to chill out.
Yeah, no, yesterday was fine. We had...
Wait. I saw Judgment.
What?
What were you talking about?
I wasn't judging.
I love when you take breaks.
Stay the fuck away! No. last night, we had People's Choice. Mm-hmm. I will say hats off to George Clooney's partner, Adam, who came to almost every movie except for 2, I believe. He replaced Mark this year with the everyday group. And then George came almost to all those, but not everything, depending on work. Yeah. So they were there, as well as one of our friends from the suburbs, partner, who is now going to school at DePaul and is living in the city. He came.
Do I know this person?
You met him. No.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think you do.
Okay.
Anyway... It was audience choice, and we ended the show with, or the festival with, The Crazies, the remake.
I want to see the original.
I've seen the original too. Well, actually, I've seen the original, but I would like to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a double feature, and everyone stayed until midnight.
What?
We watched.
Yeah, it got crazy.
28 Days Later.
Oh, I love that movie.
And it was actually fun. Everyone got really into it. Adam and George came in costume as people from Shaun of the Dead.
Well, George didn't really come in costume.
Well, he put his t-shirt on, or did he not end up doing it?
No, he did not. Yeah. George was, I forgot the character's name, but that's Nick Frost's character in Shaun of the Dead, and Adam came as Shaun.
Complete with name tag and...
Red tie,
white, and white shirt.
Yeah.
Even shaved his beard into a goatee for the costume.
Yeah. It was good. He looked just like him.
Oh. Did I even notice that today at work?
Probably not, because you must not be that observant. However,
I had lunch with him.
Did you notice that he was late one day?
Yes, because he left his wallet here.
Yes.
Okay, I was laying in bed reading the news on my iPad. And
on your what?
On my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, our buzzer... This is literally... I literally woke up, and it was like 7:30-ish, 7:45, and all of a sudden the door buzzes, and I was like, what the hell? And I was like, oh my god, I'm just in my boxers. And at this time I was like, Waylon's in the back, he probably doesn't know that I need to get dressed. And I start getting out of bed, and all of a sudden I hear like Waylon, like, oh shit. Run down the apartment. And I was like, oh my god. And he ran downstairs.
He's like, I am such a dumbass.
No, he was funny. He text messaged and goes, so did I happen to leave my wallet at your house? And then I look and I'm like, why, yes, you did. He's like, Would you mind if I came over to get it so I could consider possibly going into work today? Since I called in late already, and I'm like, why, yes, please get here before 8, because then I'm on conference calls and I will not be able to answer the door, and Bradley's in his underwear. And so he came right over, since he lives nearby.
There you go.
I did not take my CTA pass yesterday to work, so I had to bum $8 off of a coworker, which I hate doing.
That sucks.
I want to give a shout out to someone real quick. Thomas from Bear 411 just moved here to Chicago, but actually listened to the show before he ever moved here, which is kind of cool. He's a cool guy. I've been talking back and forth with him. He's looking for a job too. So
You have to show his pictures.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, you guys? We need to vote and vote.
Shit, shower, shave, share your vote.
What would you love for people to do, Waylon?
I would love if they voted.
Yes. You even did the eyes too. I love it.
Yes. It's because I'm an actor.
Did you realize anything that you think is funny or makes you laugh that I do?
You're boring. That's what he's saying.
Pretty much.
Well, no. Lots of things make me smile, but I'm trying to think if there's like anything in particular that actually makes me...
I like the way that you walk away from me.
Well, that's nice. So that's the end of the show.
Do we have a sound clip for that?
I can't give them all away. I gotta save it for my vows.
I have just told you just one. There's a lot of them.
You don't want Daniel Brewer stealing him from you.
Please.
No. Get it, Daniel.
Is that the full clip or does it do a chicka chicka? Oh, yeah. I love that.
He can try.
Oh, fuck! Say it!
He can try to steal him if he can.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la.
That's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Let's leave.
All right. So we have to go. We hope that you guys have a great week. We will talk to you soon. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
And I love saying goodbye.
I love Bradley.
Mary.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.